With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. The Senate voting 60-40 to end the longest-running government shutdown in American history. The update from correspondent Bernie Bennett.
On this vote, the ayes are 60, the nays are 40. The bill, as amended, is passed.
The shutdown could last a few more days as members of the House, which has been in recess since mid-September, return to Washington to vote on the legislation. President Donald Trump has signaled support for the bill, saying Monday that, quote, we're going to be opening our country very quickly. The Senate voted 47-53 along party lines not to extend Affordable Health Care Act subsidies for a year. Majority Republicans allowed the vote as part of a separate deal with Democrats to speed up votes and send the legislation to the House. Bernie Bennett, Washington.
And travelers could expect worsening cancellations and delays this week, even though the shutdown is ending. FAA moving ahead with deeper cuts to flights at 40 major U.S. airports. Following a weekend of thousands of canceled flights, airlines scrapped another 2,200 flights on Monday and more than 1,000 coming up Tuesday. Correspondent Mike Pacelli reports on a Supreme Court case challenging same-sex marriage.
The Supreme Court has rejected a call to overturn its landmark decision that legalized same-sex marriage nationwide. The justices on Monday turned away an appeal from a former Kentucky court clerk who refused to issue marriage licenses to same-sex couples after the Supreme Court's 2015 ruling. Clerk Kim Davis had been trying to get the justices to overturn a lower court order that she pay $360,000 in damages and attorney's fees. Justice Clarence Thomas has urged his colleagues to overturn the Supreme Court's marriage decision, much as they did in 2022 when the High Court overturned the right to abortion.
That is correspondent Mike Pacelli reporting. And this is SRN News. Construction begins on a giant Christian monument in the United Kingdom.
The Eternal Wall of Answered Prayer will stand in Coles Hill and will rise 167 feet in the form of a long strip of paper. It will include 1 million bricks, and each one will include an answered prayer submitted by someone from somewhere in the world. 20,000 donors are paying for the wall, which is expected to be completed in 2028 and will be the largest Christian monument in the UK. Organizers believe 250,000 people may visit every year. Michael Harrington reporting.
Federal appeals court in Ohio ruling against that state's fourth largest school district in a case that pitted its gender pronoun policy against the rights of students. The full 6th U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals says the suburban Olentangy local school district cannot force students to call their peers by their preferred pronouns. This is SRN News. A near daily Israeli strikes continuing over Lebanon, nearly a year after a U.S. brokered ceasefire went into effect. Correspondent Yom Kim has the latest on the story.
An Israeli strike on Monday hit a car in southern Lebanon as near daily strikes continue in the country. Emergency services cleared the wreckage of the burnt-out car in which at least one person was killed, according to the Lebanese Health Ministry. The attack, just south of the coastal city of Sidon, comes almost a year after a U.S.-brokered ceasefire between Israel and Hezbollah came into effect. Israel says its near-daily strikes have targeted Hezbollah officials and military infrastructure, while the Lebanese government that has backed disarming Hezbollah says the strikes have targeted civilians. I'm Nayan Kim.
And more details at srnnews.com.